I'm still trying to understand what in the world happened yesterday. Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor. I don't know. Did you hear the front of the program when I was describing what happened yesterday?
I did not.
Well, suffice it to say that I had two rather strange incidents at two different gas stations. It was just...
surreal, sounds like.
Well, it was. And I'm thinking... why is this happening? And the only ties that I could put together were as far as similarities to the two incidents, one early afternoon, pardon me, and one in the evening, was that it happened at a gas station. Transportation, fuel, it had nothing to do with currency because, we didn't get that far in the first situation. And so forth. So I don't know. I'll have to consult the Oracle or something later on and tell me something about, we're doing a series of segments here over the course of the astrological signs about them. And we're into Pisces right now, and it's not the fish. It's the two fish,
the fishies
in the sea.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about Pisces and where we left off last week.
Well, last time you had asked me if there were two fish in the constellation, and I didn't know, but I was pretty sure, but not wanting to speak out of turn, I said I'd look it up, and I did. And, you know, one of the most interesting things about this job for me is looking at the actual constellations of stars in the sky. And sometimes, to me, in my eye, they have the loosest of all possible bearings on the current interpretations. And this is one of them. This is one of them. There's definitely two fish in the constellation, and they are tethered together. And according to one source, the ancient Babylonians actually called the two fish, the definition for Pisces was the tails, because it visualized two fish swimming in converging streams of water rather than in opposite directions.
Which sometimes our lives are like that. One moment we're going one way, and the next moment we're going the other.
Due to late breaking news, you know, or you know, changes,
yeah.
You know, changing in response to situations. And so as an astrologer, the thing that I always bring that back to is that, you know, we are really multifaceted beings, and the two swimming fish of Pisces reflect that. In particular, Pisces is one of the more relational signs. It really wants to connect with other people, but there's a certain degree of freedom that you give up in the connection process. The more connected you are, the more freedom you surrender. And so, part of the real metaphor of Pisces is finding that balance with all these different relationships between, you know, how connected do I want to be, and how much am I willing to give up to get that?
Interesting.
Or how much freedom do I want? I was working with a gal last night with the Pisces rising who very much wants to be free from a certain job situation, but she really needs to not be free of the income.
Right.
So there's always a process that we go through in weighing those things out.
But I also have to wonder, too, and using that as the example,
yes,
that it's not so much the job situation as much as it is the situation. That the job is fine.
The actual work.
The actual work
is
fine.
It's the relating and the relationships.
What I have both experienced
and witnessed
is a person goes from job A to B to C to D to E to F and G.
Right.
Every single one of those jobs had the same situation. I'm sitting here going, hello, do you not understand that until you deal with the issue, which is, yes, it is me, it is you, you're carrying it with you.
Yeah, it's the same thing we do in our marriages.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's literally it's been common pop culture knowledge for a long time that whatever unresolved family of origin issues you have, you will carry into your marriage and act out, and the marriage is actually supposed to be the vehicle that you use to heal those things.
Yeah.
Well, we do the same things in our job. you know, we'll create the same family dynamic. You know, we'll create the same role. If we were the scapegoat in our family of origin, we'll be the scapegoat in the office.
Yeah.
And so it's important to understand those things.
And to get further understanding, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, 963-0842. I'm sorry, but look at that, 0842. It's a backwards question mark. If you have questions,
call me.
Get in touch with Beth McDonald. And we will talk further about Pisces. What is our next transition? When is our next transition?
Well, our next transition is about the 20th of March when we move from Pisces into Aries.
So we still have another week
or
two?
Got another week or so.
All right. So we'll talk
more
about Pisces
next time.
And how to catch the fishes.
How to catch those fishes.
Fantastic. Beth McDonald, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. This is Tell Me Your Story. We'll be back in just a moment.